Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, May 20th, 2015, and on today's podcast, we are talking about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the new Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. Basically, it is finished. The president in final negotiations for fast-track authority to implement it. This new trade agreement is a proposed agreement involving, at this point, 12 countries throughout the Pacific region, countries that touch the Pacific Ocean: Australia, Brunei, Canada, Chile, Japan, Malaysia, Mexico, New Zealand, Peru, Singapore, the United States, and Vietnam. The deal was scheduled to be finished in 2012, but contentious issues such as agriculture, intellectual property, pharmaceutical and healthcare, all these things affecting the lives of literally millions around the world, have kept negotiations ongoing. Proponents learned their lesson, and now the language of the agreement and its content are almost completely secret. The agreement is so secret that to reveal its contents, if you gain clearance to see it, could get you jail time. That's right, you can be sent to jail just for talking about what's in this agreement. It has been made available in the basement of the Capitol building inside a secure, soundproof room. If a lawmaker wants to see it, he must surrender his cell phone and other mobile devices. Any notes taken inside the room must be left in the room. Only aides with high-level security clearances can accompany them into the room. Members of Congress cannot consult experts or lawyers for analysis. And as I said before, they cannot talk to the public about what this agreement is. That this from the most transparent administration in American history. But representatives of the 605 corporations who have clearance, that is the ones who've given campaign donations, have been given a password for access to digital copies of the agreement, which they can access anytime, anywhere in the world. Public debate, then, is impossible. And closed-door debate is next to impossible due to the administration's refusal to make language fully available, even to those cleared to have it. Once passed, this agreement will remain hidden from the American public for 4 years. We will not be able to see it for 4 years after it is passed. Why so secretive? Well, the website says this agreement is dedicated to expanding economic opportunity for American workers, farmers, ranchers, and businesses. Pretty much what NAFTA promised. But then 5 million manufacturing jobs disappeared. Trade deals are the framework for the rules of the new global fascist world that is fast overtaking us. What can't be passed in Congress by open debate is buried in trade deals, so that the new world is built without even our knowing it. Those who have seen the agreement and have talked about it say some very disturbing things. It will affect over 40% of the world's economy. It consists of 29 chapters, only 5 of which are actually about trade. Critics are referred to as conspiracy theorists. This is what the president calls critics of this agreement, conspiracy theorists. That is what they call those of us who resist surrender of everything we hold dear to the profits of global corporations. But the real issue, the real thing to fear, is the transfer of sovereignty or power away from states and individuals to global institutions. This is law on a global scale imposed on every American by unelected bureaucrats, power from the elected to the unelected. One more section of the global fence being completed as we speak. As a part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Investor State Dispute Settlement, or ISDS, allows foreign corporations to challenge U.S. laws in tribunals organized by the World Bank or the UN, and if successful, U.S. taxpayers could be fined millions of dollars. No judges will hear the case. Just corporate lawyers and bureaucrats sitting in judgment over America and the American people. This trade deal seems a lot like global fascism to me, folks. That's where governments and corporations join forces and become one. But here, corporations have simply bought the governments of the world. How do we know all this if it's so secret? Well, WikiLeaks. We can thank WikiLeaks for what information we have. According to WikiLeaks, the language will affect access to important medicines such as cancer drugs, weaken the requirements to get patents on plants, thus damaging small farmers and boosting giant agricultural corporations like Monsanto, DuPont, and Syngenta. These three corporations alone control 57% of the world's food supply. The chief agricultural negotiator for the United States is a former Monsanto lobbyist named Islam Sadiq. NAFTA severely damaged Mexico's agriculture, where it now has to import half its corn. And before NAFTA, it was self-sufficient in corn. We will have these monopolies on a global scale, folks. Large-scale farming, destruction of local agriculture, deforestation, chemical farming, patented life forms, GMO food, no labeling of GMO food or other contents. Also, healthcare and the internet will be affected. The large corporations don't want any competition, you see. As for the internet, the Trans-Pacific Partnership appears to be a way to get SOPA, or Stop Online Piracy Act, in through the back door. Congress would not pass it, but it is included in the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The government can erase websites and enact penalties without due process for what the agreement calls copyright infringement, possibly even jail time for doing these things. You can be kicked off the internet if you download something the regulators who have written the regulations deem illegal. The Trans-Pacific Partnership Internet section is a way to criminalize online activity and further destroy our privacy, the third vital industry that is to be given a Trans-Pacific Partnership world monopoly is big pharma, big pharmaceutical companies, yes. Patent monopolies are strengthened and lengthened. Also, successive patents will be available. These are called, quote, evergreening. That means you take some small section of a patent and you can extend the patent by changing that slightly. And as a result, the patent goes on forever. That makes it difficult or impossible for drug patents to ever expire. 20 years of patent protection. And then on top of that, evergreening is in our future. Generic drugs pretty much phased out by this. Those are 95% cheaper, you know. So that's agriculture, internet, and pharmaceuticals. Pretty important stuff, folks. The president says it's a matter of national security that we pass this. It's a matter of national security to give these multinational corporations such monopolies. We don't want the Chinese to get them, you see. That's what he said. Finally, folks, if this looks like a global fascist agreement to you, being rammed down our throats without any congressional debate meaningful, our lapdog politicians just accept it. That's because it is. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.